healthy side dish to go with barbecue?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the beautiful part about cooking in the summer specifically is that you have this bounty of fresh produce that means you almost don't even have to do any work to make dishes that really just taste great. Some of the best meals are the ones that are just really lightly dressed. You sort of boost up or bring out the naturally occurring flavors, you know, a little bit of olive oil, a little bit of salt, maybe some fresh herbs. You just tear up roughly, throw them on. And those are oftentimes the dishes that sing when it's on a spread where you just said, like, the meat's kind of heavy. Right. Maybe you have like a heavy, you know, rich potato salad or a pasta dish. People want a light, nice vegetable, fruit, etc. And it's just so easy to do that once the produce is kind of doing all the work for you.
See, I think that's so easy for someone to say, we're having a barbecue, I'm going to pick up potato salad.
Not, and those are expected, right?
And not very imaginative, right?
No, not necessarily. Although, you know, I kind of like to think that you can riff on some of those old standbys. You know, I'm working on losing some of the baby weight right now, and I have no intention of skipping out on all those delicious summer barbecues. So I love a potato salad, but part of my goal is always to kind of look at those things that I grew up with or that I love. How can I keep all the flavor, but lighten it up a little bit maybe? And for a potato salad specifically, you know, I actually am not a huge fan of like a super creamy potato salad. It has its place, but I actually really like a vinaigrette on my potato salad instead. So we're talking, you know, a little oil, red wine vinegar, apple cider vinegar, a little bit of honey. I love a little sweetness, some fresh herbs, so chives and parsley, maybe even a little mint. And then I like to throw eggs in there. I throw capers sometimes or walnuts. But in terms of like a little bit of a fresher side dish, I mean, I'm thinking, you know, for summer, I love just, you know, freshly sliced heirloom tomatoes off the vine or, you know, at the supermarket and slice them thick with some beautiful flaked sea salt, some olive oil, some shredded basil, and you are good to go with that. But if you want to get a little crazy, try grilling some corn, slice it off the cob, throw a little chive together with that, toss that over the tomato, a little Vidalia onion. It is one of those things that people will leave your barbecue talking about this dish that took you 3 minutes to put together.
Is that what you would take to a barbecue if you were invited somewhere? Would you walk in with that?
Well, how much do I like the person who I'm going to their barbecue? Yeah, no, I would totally take that. One of my favorite grill meals is a grilled lamb chop that I season really easily, just a little bit of olive oil with a bunch of spices, cumin, coriander, some cinnamon to really bring out that delicious sweetness of lamb. And then I serve it alongside a really easy grilled corn salad. I put the whole thing on the grill. I do grilled corn. I do some potatoes, a little jewel potatoes steamed on the grill in a little foil packet with some beautiful thyme and garlic and olive oil. Chop that up, throw some golden raisins and walnuts in there and serve that alongside your lamb. You will have some very happy customers or hosts.
How concerned do you need to be about refrigeration?
For me, it's all about avoiding the cream-based dishes because those are things that will really go bad faster that you need to focus more on keeping cool. So we're talking about mayonnaise. We're talking about anything with some dairy in it because those are the things that you really need to watch out for. Things that are olive oil and vinegar based tend to be pretty good at preserving themselves. A little bit of salt goes a long way. If you are looking to keep them cool, though, and you do want to go for your traditional potato salad, for instance, keep your things in a cooler until you're ready to eat. Don't leave them out for hours and hours ahead of time. And then if you can, invest in just a plastic bowl, fill it with ice, and nestle your serving container on that ice bath so that it really has that refrigeration effect, too.
It's amazing to hear you talk about all these different things that seem a little fancier, but once you mention them, I can really picture them in the setting of the traditional summer barbecue.
Absolutely. And that's the whole game. I mean, barbecuing, the reason I think Americans love it so much is because we like to relax during the summer. You want a meal that you can kind of set it and forget it and just let everyone kick back and not be worrying about, is this overcooking? Is that taking too long? It's really about that leisurely meal.
I think you just made a lot of barbecues better. Daphne Oz from The Chew, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Now let's finish off this summer feast with a tasty yet seasonally appropriate dessert. And here to talk to us about that, also from The Chew, Carla Hall.
How are you doing, Carla?
I am great, and I'm so happy you're talking about desserts because I love desserts.
Well, you are the cherry on top of our barbecue, so help us out. What are your favorite things to bring to a summer barbecue?
I used to cater. One of the things that I did in the summer, and even as a child, I always thought about strawberry shortcake. So that was like our go-to thing. During the summer, the strawberry shortcake came out. It was like, But as a caterer, I would do a couple different kinds of macerated berries, pound cake, some kind of shortcake, angel food cake, and then a couple of different kinds of whipped cream. They're very easy to transport because, and the thing is, when I think of summer barbecues, I think of something that you can put into a container, you can make ahead. You don't have a lot of prep there. So the berries are all in containers. The cake is already in a container or a zip top bag, already sliced. The scones are done. And then the cream is in a container. So when you get there, you have an immediate buffet.
You're also trying to pair this dessert with something that came before it that's probably pretty heavy or spiced or had a lot of sauce on it. So how does that affect your dessert decision making?
Fruit and lemon, because you want to cut through the fat and you want something that's refreshing or something cold. Those are the things that I think of. Something refreshing, something fruity, or something cold.
What else?
I love lemon meringue pie, key lime pie, that kind of thing. Uh-huh. I also love popsicles. Something as simple as taking a fruit juice or a frozen fruit and simple syrup and putting them in those little Dixie cups, freezing them, keeping them really cold, and then you can pop them out and turn them upside down so you have this instant popsicle.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's something kids must love.
Kids would love that. Another thing that I think is really fun for kids, and you want to get the kids involved. I don't know about you guys, but when I was a kid, I was always the one churning the ice cream. I mean, we thought it was fun, but the adults are just getting their ice cream made with free labor. But kids can do this today without an ice cream maker. So you make the ice cream base, and you put it in like a quart size zip top container, and then you put that quart baggie of your ice cream base into a larger gallon bag of ice and salt, and they just shake it or toss it. And after about 20 minutes, the cream freezes and you have ice cream.
When you said make your own ice cream, I thought that was going to be impossible. It's that easy.
It's that easy.
It's an
activity for kids. They can toss it. They can play. And boom, you have a few kids doing this and you have ice cream.
So you have any suggestions for adults here maybe while the kids are making the ice creams? Any grown-up beverages that might finish off the meal?
Yes. And I don't drink, but I'm always thinking about beverages. And I always think about beverages that can go either way, sort of a mocktail or adult beverages. Mm-hmm. One of my favorites, strawberry lemonade. Why not put a little bit of vodka in that strawberry lemonade? And you can actually freeze part of it. If you freeze the mix at home and then you let it just sit out as you're having the picnic, and you take your vodka, shake, shake, shake. Now you have almost like a margarita slushy type thing. What? Boom shakalaka.
Mm-hmm. I'll take two.
Yeah, and we'll give you two.
Carla Hall from The Chew, thank you so much. It's great talking to you.
It's great being here. Thanks.
Coming up next, ideas for vegetarian options at a barbecue and fun games and decorations. ABC's Red, White, and Barbecue continues after this.
Frederick Roofing, wherever you live, from Chesterfield to Crestwood, Frontenac to Ferguson, Mimi to Ladue, town and country and more. Warson Woods to Winsville, the one you know. Frederick Roofing, wherever you go. For a hole in your roof, for a whole new roof. Frederick Roofing. Roofing, wherever you live, from Arbuthnot to Ellisville to Pear and Jennings, O'Fallon to Overland, wherever you live, Maryland Heights to Manchester, the name you know, Frederick Roofing, wherever you go. For a hole in your roof, for a whole new roof, Frederick Roofing.
St. Louis, Missouri, 314-645-2000.
Randy Naughton here to say that True Clean Carpet is truly one of the best. Why do I know this? Because I've used them in my house. You've had the typical carpet cleaning experience. They come out, clean the carpets. They look pretty good, but just in a few short weeks, they start looking dingy again. Plus, they take forever to dry. I'm here to tell you that True Clean Carpet has done away with these two problems. They come out with their own treated water, totally organic pre-spray, so you don't use detergents that leave sticky residue and attract even more dirt. They dry with True Clean Carpet in 1 to 2 hours. No more worry about mold or other issues of having your carpets wet for so long. True Clean Carpet gets them dry in just 1 to 2 hours because they invest in the newest extraction technology. So do what I do. Call True Clean Carpet at 314-427-9500, 314-427-9500, or see their website at truecleancarpet.com. Mention my name and get one Scotchgard protection absolutely free. It's True Clean Carpet.
From the Sausage Meister's secret recipes comes the great Bavarian sausage that's for me.
You can't beat G&W Meat. That's G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company, a family-owned St. Louis tradition since 1965. G&W makes over 30 varieties of sausage on-site in South City. Before firing up the barbecue, stop by G&W's full-service meat market for old-fashioned service. If you can't make it to the shop, ask for your favorite G&W sausage in the meat and deli departments of Schnucks, Deerberg's, and Straub's, or your neighborhood meat market. G&W Bavarian-style sausage company has been serving St. Louis for over 49 years. Visit the shop Tuesday through Saturday at 4828 Parker Avenue, just off Kings Highway, one block south of Filer.
You can't beat G&W meat.
Shop online at gwsausage.com.
Don't get burned by monthly checking fees. Switch to American Eagle Credit Union. AmEagleCU.org is your first step. Switch your accounts and free checking at American Eagle Credit Union and free Visa debit cards, free mobile access, free online access, free bill pay, and free deposit. Plus, no monthly fee or minimum balance requirements. Drop by any American Eagle Credit Union branch, or you can do what I did and visit them at AmEagleCU.org. American Eagle Credit Union or AmEagleCU.org.
Over 5 million people use LastPass to remember passwords and simplify their online life. Get started with LastPass today. Visit LastPass.com. Is your car's air conditioning not blowing cold enough air? Bring back the cold in under 10 minutes with Do-It-Yourself AC Pro. Go to acprocold.com for the store nearest you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Dr. Nick Barnes.
Tune in to the Maximize Living Radio Show Saturday at 4 p.m. and Sunday morning at 7 a.m. to maximize your life.
Right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
You're listening to ABC's Red, White, and Barbecue. Here's your host, ABC Scott Goldberg.
We talked a lot about meat and how most barbecues are built around the protein the host is serving. But if you are a vegetarian, it's okay. You have options. ABC's Sherry Preston has some suggestions.
Scott, I'll never forget a barbecue my husband and I had several years ago. We had planned the menu carefully. Steaks and chicken for the adults, hot dogs for the kids, all of it ready to go, until we got a phone call from one of the guests letting us know at the last minute that his girlfriend was a vegetarian, and they couldn't have let us know before. Unfortunately, she was relegated to the side dishes, as often happens to the meatless at barbecues.
Cheese, salads. It can be very limiting.
I like baked beans, and I'd have all the great stuff that you put on a burger, but not the meat.
Actually, it wouldn't have been that big a deal if we had just taken some advice from Food Network Magazine's Liz Scroy, who says there are options for vegetarians at barbecues.
One of our favorite things to make on the grill is pizza. So a quick way to do that without even having to make pizza dough is just pick up some flatbread at the store, store-bought flatbread, like naan bread or even a pocketless pita bread, and put it on the grill until it's marked on both sides. Top it with a little bit of shredded cheese, any kind you like. Cover the grill until it melts, and then you have a base for whatever kind of pizza you want.
Another option is grilled cheese, and we don't mean the kind between two pieces of bread.
Put it right on the grill. You just need to choose a firm cheese. Mozzarella is a good choice. Halloumi, a Greek cheese, is also a really great choice. Brush it with a little bit of olive oil. Put it on a hot grill until it's marked on both sides, and it's a great way for a vegetarian to get some protein, and it's also, it's kind of fun.
It's important to remember, though, you must choose your cheese carefully.
You can't really put something that's just a thin slice of cheddar cheese that's going to destroy your grill. You can take a big block of mozzarella. It's sturdy. It's firm. It doesn't have all that much water in it, so it will hold its shape right on the grill. Another thing you can do if you want to grill a softer cheese, maybe like a brie or a camembert, wrap it in cheesecloth. You can put some fresh herbs in the cheesecloth as well, and then put that in one of those little disposable metal dishes you can get at the grocery store. Put that right on the grill as well, and that will protect it from the direct heat of the flame, and it won't melt or drip through the grates or anything.
You can eat the cheese like that, or put it on a hamburger bun and eat it like a hamburger, or even with some crackers. Ever thought of salad on the grill? Of course you didn't. But just like cheese, Scroy says choice matters.
Choose a sturdy lettuce. Romaine works well. Iceberg works well. And just cut it into quarters, brush it with a little bit of oil, and grill it. It'll take on a nice smoky, charred flavor. You can turn that into a main dish salad. Put your favorite dressing, your favorite toppings onto it. But the lettuce just tastes a little bit special because it has that grilled feeling to it.
There's even a vegetarian option for dessert. And it's really simple.
Is simply grilled fruit. Stone fruit does great on the grill. Peaches, plums, nectarines, things like that. You can brush them with a little bit of butter, or if you don't need butter, a little bit of olive oil. Grill it until it's marked, and the fruit itself will kind of caramelize a little bit. You could top it with ice cream if you want, or if you don't eat that, you know, simply by itself, it's really nice.
So the next time you feel about as welcome as a vegetarian at a barbecue, remember, hey, you're a vegetarian at a barbecue, and you can enjoy yourself. Scott?
We've covered food and how to cook it. Let's talk now about what to do with the rest of that backyard. ABC's Daria Albinger has ideas for decorating and some fun games you can play regardless of your age.
Scott, I'm here with Real Simple's Stephanie Sisco. She's the associate home editor at Real Simple Magazine. We're going to start with setting the scene. So, Stephanie, what are some fun and different ways we can decorate our backyard for a barbecue?
For any type of lawn activity, it's fun to hang some paper lanterns or lanterns you might just have lying around the house. And we recommend hanging them from trees and poles and off the sides of the house to kind of keep the lawn free for playing around.
But the most important thing at any party is the food. And how you set it up makes all the difference in the world. Can you give us some pointers here and maybe some tips on adding some fun features?
It's really good to set up a table where guests can just graze on food that's prepared ahead of time. We recommend setting it kind of away from a wall so that guests can access it on all sides, so there's no traffic jam or line.
You know, obviously, you want to keep people moving.
Yes.
So they're not like in one place too long. That kind of gets things congested. And well, what are your suggestions for table settings and whatnot?
You want to set up tables for guests to be able to sit and enjoy their food, but buffet style is great to serve the food. You want to kind of vary the heights and levels of the food you display on the table. So we recommend using cake stands or even an upside down terracotta pot with a plate on top to just raise some things so people don't have to reach over each other. Things are easier to access. And then we suggest using melamine or enamelware rather than disposable paper plates. It's just more environmentally friendly and also they won't break.
Let's move on to drinks because that's always an important part of the menu. What and how should you serve drinks at a barbecue?
Well, lemonade's a classic barbecue drink. It's perfect for this time of year. So we recommend serving that in a glass jug that dispenses easily, and you can just garnish it with some lemon slices, which help upgrade the look but also add some flavor.
All right. What about for adults?
For adults, well, you can also have some adult beverages on the side of your lemonade so they can add a little splash in if they so choose. Or you could have a beer tasting, have a variety of flavors from light to dark and let them enjoy some new flavors they might not have tried.
Beer tasting is a great thing for adults. The kids might feel a little left out, and there's a tasting that they could do as well.
Yes. We suggest actually doing a root beer tasting for the kids so that they can taste the different flavors that are out there and feel involved just along with the parent.
Very good. We don't often think about party favors when it comes to backyard barbecues, but they do add a nice touch.
Again, if you're serving lemonade, sometimes it's nice to add a little bit of thyme or rosemary. So we say you can send your guests home with an herb of their own so that they can add their own to their homemade lemonade.
All right. So simple but special.
Absolutely.
And let's wrap things up with games.
Something like an egg and spoon race is great. And you can actually purchase a collection that's made of wood. Even the eggs are made of wood. So if kids do end up dropping the egg, it doesn't make a mess all over the place. Cornhole's a classic game as well. It's just a tossing game of beanbags. You try and toss the beanbag into the hole to get the most points.
Cornhole?
Cornhole.
I'd never heard it called
that
before.
It's a very common tailgating game, but we suggest doing it in the lawn.
Real Simple, Stephanie Sisco. Thanks for all the tips.
Up next, be the best host or guest with tips from etiquette expert Mr. Manners and what to wear to summer parties when ABC's Red, White, and Barbecue continues after this.
The average retirement lasts 30 years. 30 years. For some, they will be retired longer than the span of their career, so it's easy to see why the number one fear of people about to retire is running out of money. This is Laurie Heisey from Heisey Advisory Group. We can develop a predictable yet flexible retirement income plan for you, allowing you to spend with confidence while you maintain your lifestyle and follow your dreams during retirement. Let's not forget about the downturn of 2008 and 2009. If you are about to retire or are already retired, it might be a good time to take a second look at your retirement plan and goals. We have the experience in building retirement plans that can help balance your portfolio and give you a steady, predictable, and guaranteed income stream. Call me now and find out if these solutions would be right for you. 314-909-1116. 314-909-1116. Let us take a second look at your retirement plan. 314-909-1116.
Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products.
It's the season that we're starting to turn on our air conditioner, and you want your air conditioner running at peak performance. Regardless of the make, regardless of the model, and regardless of how long you've had it, can I recommend Gelmish & Sons coming out and giving you a thorough update? At Gelmish & Sons, they will come out and they'll make sure your air conditioner is working in peak condition to save you as much as you can on your energy bills. But maybe, just maybe, you want to think about replacing your air conditioner or your heater. You got about a good 15 years out of your air conditioner and maybe 20 years. At Gelmish & Sons, they will install a brand new full Lennox system air conditioner and heater for $2,695. That's $2,695 installed. Gelmisch & Sons is the premier Lennox dealer. They've earned that due to their superior service in St. Louis since 1950. One company, one family, one mission, and that's quality heating and cooling. Gelmisch & Sons, 314-993-1110 or gelmischandsons.com.
Summer, the season of fun and the sun with family and friends. Do you know what's missing from this picture? A boat. There's nothing like a boat to connect you to the outdoors and your family. From Inland Marine Boats, St. Louis's newest Ranger boat dealer. You'll also find boats from Monterey, Bentley, Mercury, and Yamaha at Inland Marine Boats. They offer full service, a comprehensive parts department, and boat storage if you need it.
Hi, I'm Dave Schnabel from Inland Marine Boats in Barnhart, right off the M exit on Highway 55. I'd like to invite you to our showroom to see what boat is right for you. We have a 2013 Ranger Riata 1850 and a 2013 Monterey 184 on special this spring. We will take any reasonable offer on these boats. This upcoming weekend, we would like to remind all you fellow boaters out there to be responsible. Remember, you only get 18 summers with your kids, so make the most of it with a boat from Inland Marine Boats. Ask for me or owner Jim Dooley and have a great boating season.
Hey, St. Louis, it's Denise Bradley from Appliance Discounters. Did your refrigerator just go out? Well, not only will you get the lowest price on your next Frigidaire refrigerator, we can deliver it to you within 24 hours. How do we do this? We have a 36,000 square foot warehouse in good old St. Louis City where we stock truckloads of Frigidaire appliances. Lowest price, immediate delivery, period. Appliance Discounters is a place to purchase your next Frigidaire appliance. Shop at Appliance Discounters and find out why we have the happiest customers and the unhappiest competition.
Hey, what did you do for the 4th? Too bad you didn't make it to my party. The view of the fireworks from my deck was epic.
Believe me, I'd rather have been at your house.
Then why didn't you come, man? I told you I had the couch reserved just for you.
Well, let me put it this way. I shouldn't have pre-partied and only partied at your place where I was planning on staying.
Huh? So then where'd you go?
Let's just say the view of the fireworks wasn't so good from a jail cell.
This reminder to drive sober or get pulled over is brought to you by the Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety.
Welcome back to ABC's Red, White, and Barbecue. Here's your host, ABC's Scott Goldberg.
So you've got the menu worked out. Now it's time to invite people to the barbecue, or if you're lucky enough to be invited, to attend the barbecue. This can be tricky. Fortunately, to tell us how we should go about this, we're joined by an etiquette expert, Mr. Manners, Thomas P. Farley. He operates the website whatmannersmost.com. Let's start with the host. You're hosting a barbecue or a summer party. How do you invite people, and what do you need to make sure they know up front?
Well, for starters, on your invitation list should definitely be the neighbors, because they're the ones who are going to make your life miserable and your guests' lives miserable if they don't like the fact that you're having a party, especially if it goes a little bit on the late side. If they say no, at least you've invited them. So
and
that's for starters.
And do you invite people with phone calls, text messages, emails, e-vites? What's the best way to do it?
For most people, something as informal as a barbecue, an email invitation, I think, is the best way to go.
Do you need to tell people up front if this is a family-friendly party where kids are welcome?
This is definitely something that you want to put out there. Now, with a barbecue, typically the kids are going to be included, but if that's for sake of numbers, perhaps you can't do that and you can't accommodate that, you really want to put that up front and make it clear why you're doing it. It's just you have to reduce the numbers and don't make any exceptions, because if you do, then people are going to really feel badly.
And what else is your responsibility telling people what to bring besides their kids?
If this is a potluck barbecue, you really want to make that evident and make sure that you don't get 10 lemon meringue pies and nothing else. So if that's your plan, but I'd say you're really responsible for making sure that the main food elements are in place, and then whatever your guests care to bring, I wouldn't actually direct them, okay, you are bringing the such and such barbecue sauce available at this store. I'd leave it to the guests. But again, conversely, the guests have to make sure that they take that initiative too.
And what do you do with guests who say, well, I don't eat meat, or I only eat turkey burgers, or I'm a vegetarian? How far do you have to go to accommodate everybody?
Yeah, this is obviously something that is an increasing issue for anybody who's throwing a party. And I think the key is you want to make sure that your guests are accommodated to a point. You want to make sure you've got vegetables, frankly, will suit just about every palate. So the vegans can do the veggies, the gluten-free people can do the veggies, the vegetarians can do the veggies. As far as going much beyond that, again, with lots of varieties of lots of different things, that, again, is a little bit more incumbent on the guests themselves, and we can talk about that too.
Let's talk about the guests. So I'm showing up to this party. I've been invited. What do I bring? What's my role?
Okay, so for starters, you got to RSVP. As we all know, planning a party takes a lot of time, and you've got to order a lot of food or prepare a lot of food. So when you're in the dark and it's the day before the party and you've got five people who responded, you don't want 70 people just suddenly showing up. And then secondly, if you say you're coming, come and don't bring a posse of people with you.
Now, as far as stuff, if I haven't been told specifically bring chips and dip to go with the barbecue, what should I come up with?
Okay, so you definitely want to inquire. So just because you haven't been asked to bring something doesn't mean that you're off the hook.
Uh-huh.
You know, where's the grub? Let me start grazing. Bring something that is maybe a signature dish, something that you really enjoy preparing, something that you can enjoy eating yourself.
After this thing is done, do I have responsibilities besides saying bye, thanks, it was a great time?
Well, if you want to get invited back, I would definitely call the next day with a thank you, a verbal thank you, and then follow up with a thank you note and just talk about why this was such a fun event and you look forward to seeing them again. And reciprocating. So don't always be the attendee. You got to be a host sometimes yourself.
And finally, we're getting into some dangerous territory here, but I suppose we're talking summer parties, so it's a real possibility that swimming might be involved. Is it a good idea as a host, I guess, to offer swimming as an option?
If you're fortunate enough to have a backyard pool, share it. I mean, gosh, who doesn't love a pool party? But you want to make sure as the host that you provide enough towels for everybody. People should not have to bring their own towels to your house. However, as the guest, if it's a family-friendly party, make sure your swimsuit is family-friendly. So nothing too tight or revealing. It's going to make everybody feel uncomfortable.
It's a simple summer party and yet so potentially complicated.
Have fun.
Thomas P. Farley, etiquette expert from the website whatmannersmost.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Scott.
So you're headed to someone's party. The question is, what are you going to wear, especially if there's barbecue there? It can get sloppy.
Usually something casual like jeans and a t-shirt or something that I don't mind getting dirty.
Khaki shorts, Vans, and the shirt.
Tank top shorts.
Jess Zeno is a TV producer and style expert. Jess, thank goodness you're here because this is a tricky one, isn't it?
It could be tricky, but it can also be a lot of fun.
Okay, because I wouldn't wear anything besides a t-shirt and shorts to a party if there's barbecue involved. Is that okay, or is that a total faux pas?
Well, what's exciting is that a t-shirt and shorts is where it's at this summer as far as men's fashion when it comes to a barbecue, but we're going to really take it up a notch. We're not going to go in your regular Hanes white t-shirt and your old denim jeans. If you remember Pharrell back at the award show, he wore those great Bermuda shorts. So you have a really great crisp above the knee Bermuda short for men and then pair it with a nice crisp t-shirt. And what's also exciting is that the colors this summer are red, white, and blue, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah, pops of red are all over the runway and all over the beaches and all over those backyard barbecues. So you can find a great red Bermuda short, maybe pair that with a white button-down sleeveless shirt, and you'll be good to go.
What about footwear? Are flip-flops okay?
Personally, I love flip-flops. They're comfortable, they scream summer, so I think that flip-flops is a good choice. But if you want to go for something that's a little bit more streamlined, a little bit more stylish, you could do a really great pair of slip-on Vans sneakers, or J. Crew has an unbelievable offering of summer shoes. New Balance sneakers are really great as well. So sneakers and footwear and athletic footwear is really taking a star turn this summer as far as being a trendy and stylish pick for what you would wear.
All right, for dudes, this sounds pretty easy. Let's talk about the ladies. Can you dress casually as a woman going to a barbecue?
You might not want to go to a backyard barbecue as a lady dressed up in your old jeans and a t-shirt as well, but that great full skirt will work well. That crop top will work well. Overalls are a huge hit this summer, and it might be fun to pair with a really cute flowy romantic top that has some flowy sleeves underneath it to really ladylike up your overalls.
Okay. And what about footwear? Is it the same as for guys? Can you ever wear heels to a barbecue?
You don't want to be wearing heels to a barbecue because inevitably your heel will go into the grass. You are standing in someone's backyard. So something that's really great for ladies in footwear this summer is a great wedge, a wedge heel, an espadrille. Even flats are great. If you get a good slip-on, and even sneakers can be fun. Again, athletic wear is really taking a star turn as like a big trend for summer.
And finally, Jess, what about swimwear?
As far as what's happening this summer. We're seeing a lot of rash guards on women. Do you know what that is?
A rash guard?
Right. So a rash guard is what surfers wear. It's
this
that
sounds scary.
I know it's not a nice name, but it's a pretty cool look. You know it if you see it. It looks exactly like a wetsuit, except now they're just making bathing suits with wetsuit material. And rather than it be all black, like there's, you know, a pop of pink here and a pop of mint green there. And it's really athletic. Like everything is like going towards athletic, it seems like, because like fitness is always super in.
Very good tips. It is nice to know we can look good and still be comfortable at a party when it's blazing hot outside. Jess Zeno, TV producer and style expert, thank you so much.
Still to come, just because you aren't at the beach doesn't mean you're safe from the sun and your summer soundtrack. Crank up those tunes at the next outdoor party. ABC's Red, White, and Barbecue continues after this.
This is Cargal from Meyer Honda, the Metro East's only Honda dealer. Cue the music, because today we're talking about Honda's expanded $500 military assistance for both active and retired. In fact, let's turn the tables and make a call to Jack, a retired master sergeant in Muscoota.
Hello?
Hi, is this Jack?
Yes, is this Cargal?
You recognize my voice?
No, I have caller ID.
Well, Jack, I'm calling to let you know that Meyer Honda now offers $500 down payment assistance to all military personnel, both active and retired.
Hey, that's great news for us retired military.
Thanks for your service, Jack.
Well, thanks for the $500, Cargal.
And thank you to all our country's military service personnel. You meet the nicest people in a Meyer Honda.
Get Honda's $500 down payment assistance for all active and retired military. Now at Meyer Honda. Plus special pricing and finance rates as low as 0.9% on remaining new 2013 and select 2014 Hondas. The Metro East's only Honda dealer. Meyer Honda, O'Fallon, Illinois. MeyerHonda.com.
Ever notice how some homes have a style all their own? The secret? It all starts with the floors. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, President and CEO of Midwest Floor. For more than 75 years, Midwest Floor has been a leader in bringing you the finest floor coverings to the St. Louis area. Whether you're looking for carpet, tile, laminate, or hardwood floors, you'll find it all at Midwest Floor. Here's a great suggestion. Beautiful, pre-finished hardwood flooring is on sale for an incredible $4.99 a square foot. That's right. You can have beautiful, pre-finished, solid oak hardwood floors for only $4.99 a square foot. This sale is for 3/4 inch thick, 2 1/4 inch width, solid oak hardwood floor, and your choice of 7 gorgeous colors. This is a high-quality, American-made hardwood floor with an unheard-of 50-year warranty. So hurry in to one of our 2 stores and take advantage of this exclusive offer. That's Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
It's time to start thinking about the summer. It's time to start thinking about your deck. It's time to start thinking about outdoor living. Outdoor Living has a showroom with 15 different deck displays, 30 different rail options, fences, gazebos, pergolas, screen porches, fire pits, built-in grills, and sunrooms. Outdoor Living is the only lumber yard to supply all of the decking materials used for the projects, and they also offer professional-grade material. Outdoor Living also stocks TimberTech decking. It's a composite capped with a polymer shell. What does that mean? It means it's low maintenance, scratch resistant, and comes with a 25-year fade and stain warranty. It also comes in a variety of colors. Complete your deck with TimberTech railing, and don't forget the lights. Where do you check it out? Outdoor Living, Highway 44 and Big Bend in Kirkwood, 314-966-3325, or OutdoorLivingInc.com. For all of your outdoor needs, it's OutdoorLivingInc.com.
This weekend during Guitar Center's 4th of July sale, save up to 50% off our guaranteed lowest price on the gear you need to get out and play. Like a Squire Strat or Ibanez acoustic guitar, just $89, or a Pearl drum set for just $199, a digital piano for only $199, or a PA system for $119. Get 5 sets of Martin acoustic guitar strings for just $20, plus special extended financing when you use your Guitar Center gear card. The only question is, where will you play? Now through Sunday, in-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
Hi, everybody. Terry Hall here. I want to give you some great results that some sellers of mine realized this week. One home sold in 5 hours, another in 2 days. It's because we had a plan, a marketing plan that I and the seller executed. That could be your home. Those could be your results. And by the way, one of the homes sold for $15,000 more than list price. Call me, 314-220-0524. That's 220-0524. You'll be glad you did.
You're listening to ABC's Red, White, and Barbecue. Here's your host, ABC's Scott Goldberg.
No party is complete without some tunes to set the tone, and you might want to make sure you have the hottest tunes of the summer on your playlist. For help with that, we go to ABC's David Blaustein.
Last summer, this song was inescapable. I do want it. I mean, the earworm known as Robin Thicke's Blurred Lines, which was easily the song of last summer. 6 summers ago, then unknown Katy Perry had the song of the summer when she proclaimed, I kissed a girl, but I did. 2 summers later, Perry did it again with another tribute to the ladies. All of these songs and others have one thing in common. They became part of your life. Here to help us explore what makes a great song of the summer and then some, Billboard editor Joe Levy.
Main qualification is it's got to be inescapable all summer long. So seared into your memory that when you hear that song the next winter, every winter thereafter, you'll remember where you were and how much you were sweating that particular summer.
And speaking of songs that get stuck in your head, Levy tells me Ariana Grande's song Problem is already an early contender for Song of the Summer. The song is already stuck in my very silly 4-year-old daughter Adela's head.
I got one less problem without you. I got one less problem without you. I got one less problem without you.
Love that song?
I love it. Now I'm going to try to eat the microphone.
She did indeed eat the microphone, but spit it right out. Now, Australian rapper Iggy Azalea is featured in that song, and she's also responsible for early qualifier number 2, Fancy.
First things first, I'm the realist.
It's fun, it's bouncy, it's a little serious sometimes when she's rapping, but it's got this chorus that's almost shouted as much as it's sung by a British singer, Charlie XCX, and it's great. I'm so fancy. You already know. Super catchy, can't get it out of your head. That's a qualification right there.
But remember, there's still a lot of summer to go.
There are some other songs, though, that deserve mention because they're almost scientifically engineered to be summer songs. Calvin Harris has a song called Summer.
When I met you in the summer.
It's pretty good. It's a dance song. It's a pump your fist song. And it's called Summer. And then there are 2 songs, pop songs, that have been hits around the world that are breaking here.
So am I wrong?
One by Nico and Vince, who are actually Norwegian. It's called Am I Wrong? It sounds a little bit like The Police. It's very bright and bouncy. And there's a song by Magic called Rude. Why you gotta be so rude? It's a reggae-style song. It sounds less like someone covering Bob Marley than someone covering Bruno Mars. But you know what? You get to your second daiquiri, and that's okay.
Whether you're under the influence of alcohol or not, may the soundtrack of your summer forever be associated with great memories. Scott?
It really doesn't matter if you're at the beach or at a barbecue. You have to be thinking about the sun, and you still need to cover up. We now go to ABC's Karen Chase for sun safety tips.
Sunburns and wrinkles are no day at the beach. Redbook Beauty Director Victoria Kirby says protecting your skin from the sun starts in the store when you search for a good sunblock. She's looking for a specific number and 2 extremely important words.
You definitely want something that has minimum of SPF 30, and it should say broad spectrum protection on the label. That means that it protects you not only from UVB rays, which cause sunburn, but UVA rays, and those are the deadly rays that lead to not only wrinkles, but skin cancer.
The FDA no longer allows sun products to claim they're waterproof because it's not possible, but they are allowed to make a lesser claim.
Water resistant, and it should say on the label whether it'll last up to 40 minutes or 80 minutes, but that's really the most that any sunscreen can claim. So, you know, you really do need to follow the directions.
And Kirby says despite repeated crackdowns by the government, some labels lie, and that's where your common sense must kick in.
Sunscreens that say that they last 8 hours, that's just not true, because sunscreens start to break down once they are exposed to the sun.
She says a good rule of thumb is reapplying every 2 hours under all circumstances, even if you're not fair-skinned and even if you're not in a bathing suit.
Anytime you're outside in the sun, whether you're in a bikini or, you know, you're at a barbecue, when you're getting sun exposure, your skin is at risk. And it's all skin tones. You know, there is a common misconception that if you have dark skin that you really don't need to protect yourself. And while it is true that dark skin does have some natural protection against the sun, it's extremely low. It's the equivalent of like an SPF 3.
And don't worry about destroying your bathing suit or clothing. Kirby says today's product is not your mother's sunscreen.
The nice thing with a lot of the new sprays is that they go on in 2 seconds. They're super lightweight. You know, they don't feel like those old, heavy, thick sunscreens of the past that just felt so goopy on your skin.
And she also warns, don't forget to protect your eyes from the harsh glare of the sun with proper sunglasses.
You want lenses that have 100% UV filtering, which it will either state on the label or you can ask at the store. And then you look for ones that have kind of those wide side frames, and that will protect the skin on your temples, the delicate skin around your eyes, which is the thinnest skin on your body, so it's much more prone to wrinkles. It's sort of the first place that most women see signs of aging.
Aside from keeping your eyes and skin healthy, they also can add to your mystique.
And they're very chic, too. They look awesome. They're very Jackie O. So you have that going for you, too, which is nice.
And finally, you can opt to completely shun the sun, since self-tanning products have come a long way.
Today's formulas are so well-made, especially with these gradual self-tanners, like the Jergens is kind of the original one, and it's amazing. You know, you don't have to go from super pale to 3 shades darker overnight, where it's kind of obvious you did something. You can use these gradual lotions, and over about 3 to 4 days, the color builds up naturally.
Kirby says doctors always advise it's the only safe tan you can get. Karen Chase, ABC News.
When we come back, and your barbecue with a bang, behind the scenes of your favorite fireworks displays, when ABC's Red, White, and Barbecue continues after this.
There are a lot of reasons the foundation of your home is settling and cracking, and there are a lot of reasons PermaJack is the way to stop the sinking before the damage gets worse. PermaJack, the patented system engineered to support any size building on hydraulically driven steel piers. PermaJack offers flexibility other methods can't match. Each installation is tailored exactly to the building's size and strength. A large excavation isn't needed for PermaJack, so the piers can be installed wherever necessary without large crews and heavy equipment. In fact, in states where homes have basements, PermaJack is installed from inside as well as outside the foundation. Other systems can't be tested. They can continue to sink with the surrounding soil, but each PermaJack installation is tested to ensure foundation stability. PermaJack, solid as rock.
Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553. That's 636-225-2553.
Hi, this is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It. We all have junk around our homes, old TVs, maybe an old refrigerator, the entertainment center, things your kids brought home from college, heck, things you brought home from college. You know the stuff you don't use, and it's just taking up valuable space. You'd like to get rid of it, but you don't know who to call to help you with all of this. Well, I need you to call Pitch It and Forget It, 314-932-1100. Pitch It will provide residential and commercial junk removal service with variable affordable rates. The friendly staff at Pitch It will visit your location on your schedule and provide you with a quote on the spot at no cost. They'll remove items from your basement, your attic, your office, your warehouse. They'll even clean up after themselves. You don't have to lift a finger. Isn't that nice? And their prices are lower than the national chain. Pitch It is an eco-friendly, recycling most items, and they are fully insured. So call the folks at Pitch It at 932-1100. That's Pitch It at 932-1100 or pitchitandforgetit.com. That's pitchitandforgetit.com. Don't forget, senior discount supply.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
One simple strategy could have the biggest impact on your income in retirement, the lifestyle you enjoy, and ultimately, how much you pass on to your kids. Learn what it is on America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1, right here on 550 KTRS.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS is presented by the St. Louis VA, now seeking full-time positions in many disciplines. The VA Healthcare System, healthcare for heroes. Welcome back to ABC's Red, White, and Barbecue. Here's your host, ABC's Scott Goldberg.
Let's end your barbecue on a high note. Lay out some blankets, sit back, relax, enjoy a fantastic fireworks show.
Oh, the end. Like the boom, 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 boom. I love it.
Something different you don't get to do every day.
Waiting for them to just explode and just seeing all the colors in the air. It's beautiful.
When they're synced in time with good music, that's my favorite part.
Find out what really goes into these eye-popping displays. We go to ABC's Jim Ryan.
The brilliant colors and intense explosions over Fish Stadium at the 2014 Sochi Olympics seem to go on forever. 22 tons of fireworks, 3,500 individual pieces altogether. But whether it's Russia's Black Sea or the shores of Lake Michigan,
something that we sit and look at for 30 minutes and find magnificent can take months and months to plan and create.
Joe Bargman is Special Projects Editor at Popular Mechanics. And whether you're talking about a major public show or the fireworks you picked up from a roadside stand out in the country,
the elements are potassium nitrate or potassium chlorate, charcoal, and sulfur. Those are the three elements that cause the ignition of the actual firework.
Like mad scientists, fireworks designers have figured out how to control the color and brightness of what we see.
Calcium salt formula, like calcium chloride, takes a lot of energy to burn. The higher the energy that it takes to burn, the brighter the color. So there's, you're going to get your reds and your oranges. But if you take a chemical compound that takes less energy to burn, you're going to get your colors at the other end of the spectrum, like your blues and your violets.
And if it's the Russians celebrating the opening of the Winter Olympics or New Yorkers gathered at the tip of Manhattan on the 4th of July,
it is an art. I mean, this is a very, very fine art that is done by people who are artists, scientists, because they need to be chemical engineers, they need to be pyrotechnicians, but then they are also people who are like painters. They are using different colors to create different effects, and then when you get to the level where they're adding music, you can think of them literally as choreographers.
Choreographers whose shows last only a few minutes, and whose individual dance steps exist for a split second before they're only a memory. Scott.
You've got your menu, your decorations, and your playlists. Now, you're a barbecue boss. So enjoy this summer, especially after that winter we had. You deserve it.
ABC's Red, White, and Barbecue was hosted by Scott Goldberg and produced by Veronica Kennedy. This has been a special presentation from ABC News. KTRS St. Louis.
Link to Forest Park tonight and expect delays. What you need to know before you go. Parents of a teen killed by a train in Kirkwood file a lawsuit. Why they are suing Amtrak. First on Fox, a perfect day for holiday celebrations. Crowds at Forest Park are taking advantage of the great weather as they celebrate the 4th of July in a historic setting, a city park that welcomed the World's Fair 110 years ago. Fox News' Betsy Bruce joins us live with some of the day's activities. Betsy?
Well, Shirley, who